Nigerian officials, optimistic for a smooth start to elections, quickly had their hopes dashed when an explosion ripped through an election office on the eve of Saturday's polls. The bomb blast, causing multiple deaths and injuries, struck a town just 20 kilometers northwest of the capital, Abuja. The blast was just the latest in a series of obstacles that have beset these polls, including two delays and sporadic violence throughout the campaign season. Yet despite these problems, voters still seemed hopeful of the poll's outcome.
We are still upgrading our democracy because we are still not very strong, but as time goes on, by the time we see the outcome of this election, then we can be able to know where we are and where we are going.
Nigeria, Africa's most populous nation and top oil producer, has struggled to hold credible elections since the end of military rule in 1999. The Independent National Electoral Committee, INEC, had to twice postpone Saturday's poll after it had problems distributing enough voting ballots to the thousands of polling stations across the country. About 15% of the country still has to wait to cast ballots for members of parliament until the end of the month. Former New Jersey Governor John Corzine is leading a delegation of election monitors for the National Democratic Institute. Speaking from a polling station in Abuja, Corzine said it was too soon to draw any conclusions about the quality of the polls.
I want to be optimistic, but I think that I want to wait and hear what we hear from a cross-section of our observers. You know, it is quiet in the parts of Abuja we've been at and organized, and certainly with all of the preparation we went through, prepare ourselves to effectively observe, the intent of the system seems constructive. We'll see whether it gets executed in broad form across the country.
These elections are being seen as a test for Nigeria's democracy after previous elections have been widely criticized for vote rigging and violence. The head of the Electoral Commission has promised free and fair elections for Nigeria's 70 million voters, installing new fraud-proof ballot sheets and other procedures to cut down on cheating. INEC even has a Twitter account where it encouraged voters to send text messages to a designated phone number to report fraudulent acts. Saturday's poll is just the first in a three-part general election. Presidential polls are slated for April 16th and state polls the week after. Julia Ritchie for VOA News, Dakar.